Caden Proctor is walking over to sit down. So we'll delay the break just for a couple of minutes as we have an opportunity to chat with another member of the Alabama Crimson Tide, this time on the offensive side of the football, offensive lineman Caden Proctor sitting down with us right now. How are you?
I'm great, man. How y'all doing today? I'm just blessed to be here and have this opportunity to showcase Alabama and represent them here today. But how are y'all guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for the time.
Outstanding, man. And you know, it was some confusion. We had some fun with your whole thing with the going back to Iowa. We were like, well, he just wanted to see Caitlin Clark play. That was all. That's why he wanted to go back. But talk about your transition going back to Alabama, and then how was it playing for Kellen DeBoer last year as opposed to right now? Because obviously he came in so late in the process and then took over around springtime. And now it seems like he has a whole year with them.
So, you know, going back to Iowa, not really talking about that too much. That was a year and a half ago. But obviously seeing Caitlin Clark. I mean, I've been seeing her play since middle school, high school. And that's the best athlete that I've honestly seen in this whole time that I've been alive, honestly.
Really?
She's just crazy at what she does.
Well, there's the headline.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark. We did it.
From year one to year two is a little bit more comfortability, you know, with having that relationship with Coach DeBoer. Like, you have to take time to settle down. You get to know people. I mean, you come in and it's just like a fluster a little bit. And there's – coming into Alabama, especially playing in ACC, there's a level of intensity. You got to come in. You got to fill some big shoes. But I do see those similar things between Coach Saban and Coach DeBoer. It's Alabama. They're not going to just pick anybody to be our head coach. So I know that Coach DeBoer is the best fit for us, mm-hmm. and that's who I'm rolling with. That's who I'm with. I'm blessed to have him as my coach.
He also has, and now you guys have too, a member of his coaching staff that he had been with all along the way. And then last year Ryan Grubb was in the NFL. Now he's back with you guys. How is that different, having a different offensive coordinator?
I mean, offensive coordinators change all the time. I mean, some guys will have four different ones, five different ones in their time of college football. That's just the nature of college football. I love the past two that I have, and I love the one that I have now. I feel like Coach Grubb, he's an offensive line guy. He protects us at all times, puts that love into us because they know it starts up front.
Man. No doubt.
Like, it starts up front. We in the trenches. It's always hard, so he tries to take care of us, and I'm just really appreciative for him.
Tell us about your offense, especially mainly the quarterback position, because like you say, it starts with you guys. You are the rock. You are the leader up front, holding down that left side. But, I mean, we don't know, and he has not said who's going to be your starting quarterback, but if it started today, it would be the young boy.
Right now, we still don't know, honestly. So you can't say it's Keelan, can't say it's Ty, can't say it's Austin right now. Once we go through fall camp and go through that, and we'll see on August 30th who that is. But right now, it's still a tight battle. I mean, they still have a lot of talent. All three of them have a lot of talent. From my perspective, whoever it is, I'm going to protect them to my best ability and to make sure they got the best stats they can have throughout the season. So,
Caden Proctor joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Alabama Crimson Tide offensive lineman. How different is the offense given who it might be? Obviously, three different guys that have three different skill sets. How much difference would there be depending on who is the starter?
I don't feel like it would be any different. Whoever starts there, I know that the offensive line is going to take care of their job. Like I said, Coach Grubb is an offensive line guy, so he's going to take care of us. And within that, we're aggressive. We want to maul guys, but we also want to protect and get that ball going. You know what I'm saying? And I know people say we don't have a running quarterback anymore, but I'm not going to lie, all three of those guys can run.
Right.
So I love that they're versatile and they can throw on the run. They can throw in a pocket, step up in a pocket. I mean, all three of those guys are smart. So I'm proud of each and every one of them.
We got the last one for you. We just had your teammate on, Tim. And Tim, Keenan was on with us. And I wanted to ask you because we always talk about that phrase, iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
I was just talking about your defense before you got over here. Like, might be one of the best defenses in the country that nobody's talking about. Talk about going against those guys in practice.
I agree with that, and I'm confident to say that they will be the best defense, and that's just the confidence that I have going against them every day. TK, We just got done with a player around practice yesterday. He beat me. Like, that's just how it goes.
Love it.
And I'm not scared to say that I lost to him, because it goes vice versa too. Like, that's the iron sharpens iron. I mean, you go against guys like Dallas Turner, I mean, it gets you prepared for those moments. And the defense that we have right now, LT Overton, I mean, down to the freshmen that just came in, they are tough-nosed, you know, hard guys to go against. And that's just the level of play of the SEC. Like, we're all the top dogs that come from our high school. We come in collectively, work together, and that iron sharpens iron. It's just – I know it's kind of cliche, but it's so true, though. It's so true.
No doubt about it.
Well, that's why cliches become cliches, because they're true.
Right.
Caden, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
That's Caden Proctor there, Alabama Crimson Tide offensive lineman.